EA Capital, in partnership with the Finalto Group, are offering an exclusive cash bonus to individual and retail clients. Get 30% extra cash on your initial deposit directly into your trading account upon signing up on the Markets.com trading platform, which offers CFDs on shares, Forex, commodities, and ETFs. The minimum investment amount required to open an account and start trading CFDs is $1,500. Upon signing up, you will gain access to educational material and a demo account. Trading CFDs carries a considerable risk of capital loss. EA Capital and Finalto South Africa Pty Ltd are registered financial service providers and are licensed by the FSCA respectively. Terms and conditions do apply.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So I got to work today, saw a Bentley parked outside. I'm like, oh, is that Saul? Yeah. Bought a new car.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so like Saul, right? Get a fucking Bentley. Don't get a Kia. Don't get a Toyota. Don't get, you know, just go for a fucking Bentley. I thought it was Black Studios because I saw the B there. And I was like,
ah. Oh, that's far-fetched.
This is obvious. What do you mean?
Black Studios Bentley. Come on now.
Oh, do you underpay this? He's admitting straight up that niggas, I know how much these niggas, you think I'm fucking out Bentley. These niggas, fuck these niggas. Fella, how, hey, I'm putting Puma on my clinic. So they had some money stolen from them, so now they're getting their money and, you know, I did joke around, but I saw the Bentley, I was impressed. I was like, fuck, a Bentley. Obviously, I don't even think like it's someone, I was like, oh, shit. Either David Mashabela or someone who's a guest here or for him. Yeah.
And it turns out it's Kinikunene because he's doing an interview with David right now.
And the driver, so David Mashabela is recording his podcast. The guest is Kinikunene. He came in a brand new Bentley. And then the driver would rather sit here, watch our podcast, and not watch his boss's podcast. Bro, do you know what side?
Do you know which side your brain is buttered, man? Come here. Oh, my brother.
Do you know which side your brain is buttered?
How are you driving a Bentley? You look like those guys that steal phones, Kokazi.
Yeah, bro. Sporty. Like for real. So I bumped into you, Kopreinstein. I'm clinching onto my phone.
How are you, King?
Hola.
Yeah, no. Diabuada. Kim Chin. Like you are driving a Bentley.
How long have you been driving Kinikunene for?
It's about a month.
Oh, just a month.
They just came on into power, like, now.
Into power?
Yeah, and it's bagu is a MMC.
Oh, so imani MMC, imani a government already.
Been appointed as an MMC for transport, potholes.
Yes.
Oh, but he's driving a Bentley.
Already.
I'm sure he doesn't feel the potholes in that thing.
He took that one, a salary. Already is driving a Bentley. Because I remember he was, they asked him.
Already as a drive.
Remember they asked him. No, come.
Come. Welcome to your podcast, by the way, in case you didn't know.
You chose this.
Try for Kenya and we just let go of it. Oh, fuck, but he doesn't have stories. It's been a month, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't know, like,
Does Kenny have
roadkill?
Does Kenny have roadkill? Because he's got to drive, right?
Yeah, you got to drive.
You pick them up, you drop them off in the morning.
You pick them up, you drop them off.
Mm.
And the immortal, you're going
to I'm going to do it.
So clearly, the only holes, he's not only busy with potholes, he's busy with other holes.
How you know, bro?
Well, I don't know. How much do you get paid for a gig like that? Like, honestly speaking.
Driving a millionaire around.
Yeah. Speak on the mic.
You're faceless, so you can be honest. Don't worry, man.
Is it a good gig?
They don't know your name, they don't know your face.
Is it a nice one?
No. Our car from the city, it's a PM.
Okay.
X3.
Yeah.
This one.
It's personal.
Oh, this is okay. So,
but how much does a Kinikunene driver get paid? Like, approximately.
Yes.
I'm just a police officer.
You're a police officer?
Yeah, 10,000 a month.
Oh, wait, you're a cop.
Yes, I've got my gun with me.
Whoa, let's see that.
Let's see your gun, bro. Let's see your gun, dog. Let's see your gun, dog.
Been wanting to hold the clock.
Bro, Bean, let's see your gun, please.
Please, let's see your gun.
No, but he can't... Okay, okay.
He can't what? What? He can't what, guys?
I'm going to discharge him.
Or can we just see it? Can we just see it? Can we just see it?
Okay, can I just make it safe?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
make
yes.
it safe. Make
remove
it safe.
Remove the bullets.
Wow. When I woke up, I didn't think the podcast was going to start like this.
Oh, guns all over.
Yeah. So he slashed the driver and security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking one that was ready.
Okay, so you've got to...
Listen.
Bring the bullets and the gun, bro.
Wow. Okay,
and the magazine. Okay.
Wow, look at that. Jeez. And you've used this before?
Yeah.
So you've shot someone?
It's active.
I'll be careful.
What do you mean, dog? It's safe, nah?
Yeah, it's safe.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hectic, bro.
You see that?
Both teams, sir.
Oh, I thought I'm going to pull it. Wait. Yes, it's one. Can I pull? So what is this? Is this a 9mm at you? That guy's all we know is 9mm.
So you're his security and then he's
the drive.
Oh wow.
There's a Chananda guy that can.
Yeah. So what were you doing before?
I've been driving all the previous MMCs.
Oh, is that a dope job?
Yeah, sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's...
What's the wildest thing you've seen in a car? Like, happen in a car? Like, you know.
Hey.
Dog, you are safe, come on.
It's safe as long as...
Yeah, well, like, wildest thing in a car, like, you know. MMC fucking in the car or something.
No, they are decent, these guys. They do those things privately.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
And have you ever been like hit and runs or like they try drive-by vibes? No.
Dog, the magazine is here. King Mai! Kalin Tip! King Mai!
Ay, my son! Are you getting too excited, dog? Hey,
move that.
Hey, you're getting too excited, my man. Too excited,
my man. No what?
Oh, please bring Ken Kunene here. Please bring him here quickly. So relax, man.
There's nothing here, man.
Sorry.
I'm getting a gun after this show.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm getting a gun, bro.
All right, we'll see you next time, my brother.
You can come and take two. He's going now.
Yeah, tell him to come because we're recording.
Man, you can't leave the killer.
Just come and say hi.
No, guys, we're safe. He made it safe. He took the bullet out of the chamber.
Hey.
And I took the magazine.
Bro, didn't you hear DJ Cleo's story, dog?
But he was a kid, bro. I'm not a delinquent high scholar.
I'm
a grown man, adult.
Yeah.
He made it safe. So, and the, hey, it's nice to cock a gun, bro. King Mai. It was really like, King Mai. King Mai. It's fucking, hey. Now I understand why niggas with guns always need to be with their guns and bring out their guns. That thing, it's not for...
Did you feel powerful holding
it? It's not to play around with.
Nah, not really powerful, but...
Yeah. Sure.
Felt like,
Yeah.
I hate guns.
I don't want a gun in my house in my life ever.
Sure.
Guns are for particular people. I had a guy. I don't know if I told you. I had a friend.
Atini. Oh, you lost the keys.
You lost your keys.
Yeah. Is he not coming?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, what's your key?
Yeah.
One for that little match. I can speak. You can come.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's fine.
It's fine.
I know. You come on a proper interview.
Also, we want Gaten, man. Gaten must pull up.
Yeah,
man.
That was wild, man. Anyway, enough of a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We are here coming at you live from David Mashavela Studios. If you want to use the studios, email podcast@mashavela.co.za. Ghost Ladies here. Black Studios is here. Fat Checkers is here. Simpio is here. Sol Panduka is here.
G's here.
I want to ask you guys and be honest.
Yeah.
Am I a bad person for being happy that Mo Favor got fired? I was so happy.
You're a bad person.
Did he get fired? I thought he left for a better gig.
Ah, man, it's being fired. Come on now.
Fucking hell.
What's a bigger gig than Metro, than Breakfast at Metro? Anything apart from that is a step down, bro. No matter where he goes.
True.
I was so happy.
For real. I thought you guys resolved this shit.
Yeah?
Look, we don't know what he did.
Hey, comrade. How are you? How are you? How are you? Give me the mic. Brakeni. Bring the mic. Please come here, sir. How are you, sir?
Kenny. Conti or Kenny?
Come here. Come here.
Brakeni. Hey, you are taller in life, man.
How are you? How are you, Brakeni? Are you good, Kenzo?
You're actually taller.
Yeah, can you speak on the mic quickly? Yeah.
These are decorating. You are really drinking them.
Yeah, we drink. Yeah. Hey, which mic must you use? Just come here for 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
We are told 1 week. 1 week. MMC already. There's a Bentley. Hey. Man, fuck it up.
Put me there. They've been there.
Yeah.
Remember, I didn't come through the political structures.
Oh, no, true. Yeah.
Cash is king. I'm cash.
And you are king.
And I'm king.
King Kenny.
You understand? Yeah. Otherwise, then, how's it?
When you're coming on our podcast, and we only do 1 hour, bro, Dave does 5 hours. He's
Jesus,
crazy.
Jesus, man. Yeah, it says 1 hour.
I've been here from 10. I checked my time. It's 3 o'clock.
Oh,
I checked my Rolex. It's already 3 o'clock.
Yo!
Father, what's happening here?
When can you come? When can we set it up, yeah?
You guys tell me. I'll leave my number.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell me when we can do it.
Yeah.
Not awesome. Any time, no problem.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah. Brakeni, no, you must come.
But with me, you must be prepared.
Yeah?
Are we prepared?
Yeah, yes, go
we
deep.
We wake up prepared.
You go
answers.
Deep.
Answers, hey, yeah. I hit a punch. I'm a realist.
Yeah.
I'm very
yes.
real.
Yes.
And I believe that that's how we should be. We must tell the truth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why myself and Gaitin, the president of Patriotic Alliance, as brothers, we come from prison, but we don't have scandals.
Mm.
Anything that comes out is what we put out there.
Mm. Yes.
So when you ask me a question, you must expect a true answer.
Who are you smashing right now?
My wife.
Yay! Outside of your wife. Outside of your wife. That's lucky.
Thank you, Brakeni. We'll chat, man.
No, I'll take it from Brad Dave. Yeah. I'll take the number from Brad Dave. Yeah. Sure, Brad Dave.
Sure, Brad Dave.
Thank you.
Hey, Brad Dave, are you renewing your contract, Bella? It's tricky times now there by the radio.
Is coming to Radio 2000? Is it going to be doing drive for you guys?
Podcast and
chat. Meet the landlord.
Are they renewing your contract?
Yeah.
I'm good. You got a lifetime contract.
Yeah. No. I have the biggest show in 2000.
Oh, wow.
It's worth renewing.
I've always been curious. There are these guys, like who are like the anchor tenants there by the radio show.
Mm.
And sometimes they don't do drive or breakfast. Like, T-Boss at Kaya, right? He's got the biggest show.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He's not moving to, and sometimes they don't want that. Why don't you want to move to drive or breakfast?
You find a comfort zone and you understand it, you know how it works and you know how to do it.
Okay.
I think I would risk going to one of the two shows. I call it a risk because I found what works and why break it. You can't move Kune to try to be a striker. He might not do it well. So there's some positions that are made for certain people and you fit in and you do it the best you can.
So with that said, a rumor is Sabu is going to drive and he's a top 40 DJ. How do you feel about that? Because that sounds like Kune.
It's Kumba,
no,
eh?
Oh, yes.
Those are the rumors.
But you doing Drive, you would know that it's a personality-driven show. Mm. And it sounds like the kind of guy who can adapt to being a... Drive requires a smart, easygoing guy, a guy who laughs easy, who tells jokes easy, who's quick on the money. And I think he's got those elements.
Yeah, because he did do Drive. Okay.
You see what I mean? It's about adjusting to that show.
Mm-hmm.
And Top 40 is very da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but, quick links,
but,
yeah.
Exactly, but Drive requires a bit of fun and humor and a lot of knowledge as well. You have to be a guy who knows stuff.
Well-versed.
And he comes across as the kind of guy who can pull it off. But we don't know.
Awesome.
Yeah, maybe and that's why. That's why I never got drive.
I think you got the tray. I think you got the tray. There's a few missing elements.
But you know, I always thought. I always thought, like, if you do drive, especially breakfast, after that, what is there? You see, a brat Dave can maneuver. He can still do drive for another 10 years, move into breakfast for another 10 years.
Yeah,
but once you do that, like you, where are you going after breakfast?
Yeah, tell us.
Oh, boy. Tell us. Look at my radio career. Breakfast. So obvious. I'm going. Why do you think I'm this fat? Breakfast. 8 o'clock in the evening, breakfast. 2 a.m., breakfast. It's breakfast, boy. I want to breakfast. Boy.
I can tell you where it's going. Yeah. Another station to do?
Breakfast, boy. Yeah. That's in like 10 years' time.
but people do last for a long time on breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Gilman was on 5 for 10 years or longer on breakfast. Mm. Justice Radio 2000, 10 years and more on breakfast.
Ankle Tap, 12 years.
There you go.
Could not 12 years on breakfast.
Oh, but Ankle Tap, okay, the station.
12 years and why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he worked his way, but he was there for a while.
Yeah. On breakfast.
Fresh, could have stayed. Had Kantha not come and destroyed everything, he would have stayed for a while at YFM breakfast.
So you have those people who last long, but you're right. What happens after breakfast?
Okay. John Robbie.
Here's someone who's playing both in the podcasting space and in radio.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would anyone want to do radio right now when there's podcasting?
I do radio. I speak to 200,000 people a day, exactly. Every day. Every day. There's 200 and so people who are listening to that show. And it's a 3-hour platform. And there are people who find a huge level of entertainment from it. Mm-hmm. It takes them away from their everyday experiences. They're eating lunch and they want to break away from it. I think for me personally, I enjoy it. I find value in it. It gives me the worst possible day still remains a fun day for me because I have that 3 hours that I have to do. And podcast requires a lot of building. Mm. And some people don't have the patience for it. It requires, you have to wait for it. This didn't happen overnight. Mm. And a lot of people don't have the patience for that. On radio, you walk in on breakfast at Metro. You walk in with an audience waiting for you. Mm. It's for you to lose them.
Because what I've seen now, right, is it's going back to the essence. Because there was a time when radio was losing its identity.
And that didn't work. Yeah.
Right? Because Kenton actually started this, where he started employing a lot of influencers to come radio shows, whatever. But what you're seeing now with podcasting, it's guys that would do radio for free, because that's what podcasting is, basically.
Literally,
like, there's no money in it right now. So the guys that are really doing it right now is because of the passion and the love.
Yeah.
And then there's going to become a time where podcasting is like, that's everybody. Where everybody's making money now, and then the influencers will come.
DJing and all the other crafts.
Yes. Like, will get diluted.
Now there's a girl who just shakes her boobs behind this. Do you see that?
What?
Only her boobs slap her chin. No DJ, not a single DJing in sight. Yeah. No DJing.
So what would you choose, podcasting or radio?
You look like the kind of guy who had those type of boobs. You would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that.
The way he does.
No.
Okay. It wasn't that fine. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. I'm here for the next hour. It's fine.
Oh, no.
Watch the show.
Oh, my God.
Cut your head.
You and I are boys. What's wrong with
you? I know, but you're hitting me.
Cut your head.
We'll
radio
play.
Podcasting.
Radio podcasting. But allow me to go back one step.
Okay.
Podcasting, not everybody will make it. And a lot of people will give up along the way.
Mm.
It's not as guaranteed. And if you make nothing from it financially, you'll let it go. Because it requires a lot of effort. Look at how many people are in here.
Mm.
There's a lot of effort that happens to put this together. And not everybody has the patience. I see them try. And some of them, I get a lot of calls on that podcast at Mashavel.
Mm.
The most common question we get is, how do I start?
Mm.
It's easy to start. You know this.
Mm.
But they still want advice because they think when they ask, they're doing.
Mm.
They're already working on it.
Oh,
and they don't realize that they haven't started.
That applies to so many other things.
Do you know what I mean? You think, because I'm asking McGee, I'm asking Mashabel, I'm doing this. You're doing nothing. So I say, be patient, but know that it's not going to work immediately or it might not work at all.
Wow.
But a radio gig, if you're good at it and somebody gives you a gig, You already have a salary guarantee. Mm-hmm. It's for you to right. mess it up. Oh, here I can say it's for fuck it up. Mm. Yeah. It's for you to fuck it up.
History. That is history right there.
So the question is, radio or podcast? Both for me. Mm. Yeah. I'm happy to do both if the opportunities are there.
I heard Mo Flavor starting a podcast. It's called No Flavor Podcast.
Oh, boy. He'll probably do a whole episode on you. I was in Bloemfontein this week, and I found some guy wearing a big Podcast and Chill t-shirt.
Wow.
And he wanted to take a picture with me because he thinks I'm a chiller.
Yeah.
I'm a permanent chiller.
Yeah.
I'm a landlord of the chiller.
He's a landlord of the chiller.
Thank you, Pratay.
Shout out, Pratay.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Should I watch this episode?
Nah.
Ah, come on.
Oh. Come on, man.
We don't want to go back to Kanye's pool, man. No, no, no.
So, Pradeva, wait.
Just to wrap it up, where do you think Ankle Tap is going? Because he's leaving as well.
No, no, he signaled yesterday. He's trying to tell you something, the sound guy.
Oh, move the mic. Oh, okay, cool. No problem.
Oh, yes. Ah, that's cool. No, he sent out like a clue yesterday. Yeah. You know, when people take pictures while in a flight, the window picture, and it was like, felt like coming to Durban for some East Coast season. So it's going to East Coast Radio. East Coast but he did radio. Say on Fresh's podcast, hey!
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen Fresh's podcast?
Yeah, I saw the first episode.
Yeah, I saw the second one. Mm. Ankle Tap was a thing, but he's going to another regional station. And then after that post yesterday, obviously he's going to East Coast Radio.
East Coast. Mm.
What other changes have been made? Who else is moving? Is it just Ankle Tap and Mo?
Mo, obviously, with Kuto. I think Kuto will... Metro
Kuto
will still
going?
Retain... They'll still retain her.
Oh, is it?
At Metro FM.
Where do you think he's going? Hmm. I think he's going to go to Highveld.
Who? They've got Thando Tabete, they've got Anele.
Yeah, Thando Tabete is a guest on her own show, man. Come on, no?
Wait, what? She's hardly there.
Yes.
Oh, one of those, right?
Yeah.
But do you think they'll let go?
I think that he's safe, bro.
And Ravi's been after Mo's ass for the longest time.
Mm.
You know that, right? Mm. Ravi's been calling Mo, wanting Mo. Since Mo was at YFM, he's been wanting him at 947.
Mm. Because he can't come to you guys, because you guys just started.
Nah, he can't. I mean, we just started. We cool. Mm. I mean, I don't think...
Caesar's doing well as well.
Caesar's doing very well as well. Definitely.
So it's only Highveld, bro.
And also, like, he can't leave for another show. It's like that thing that Bradley was saying. Once you do drive, you need to do it for the rest of your life. Maybe at different stations, but when you go anything else, it's a downgrade.
That's a big
knock on your ego and reputation.
I remember when I just started the podcast, so it was still small, like maybe 5,000 subscribers or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted at Mo, they're like, hey, where's Mac G, right? And then he replied, he's like, last time I checked, he was sitting on a couch talking shit and I'm doing breakfast at Metro.
I remember the tweets. I remember.
Dilo di chenchile no. I'm behind the mic. He's sitting on a couch playing with these balls. Dilodi Chenji.
Oh, you're having a ball, eh? Fuck. And you're having a ball. He's having two, but they're in his hand. Fuck.
And if he was nice, I would have got him to stand in for me when I'm sick, you know? But that is even that's out the window.
Hey! I remember. Hey, welcome to the Mo Flavor Show. Today, Zingo Mo Flavor to the Pella. Bro, I remember that tweet.
Yeah.
And there was even someone asking, where's Mac or something?
Mm.
But the response was, he's on the couch. Yeah, he's on the couch somewhere talking shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, this life thing is fucking.
You know that change.
But don't you think now he's going to be keen on coming?
Well, he needs to. There's nothing else going on.
But he will say no. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
So Valley of Startups just say no. Even if he said, okay, I'm cool with coming to the show for an interview.
Would I say no?
Yeah.
No. Of course. I'd have him.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Going for therapy now. He's good. So the therapy is working, eh?
No, working the now. Working. When you're happy, he lost his job.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No.
The therapy is not working.
It's not working yet.
Anyway, I saw a trailer, man, for Reunion You're Doing.
Yes.
It looks crazy, dog. What's going on
that
there?
That show was wild.
What's going on there, bro?
This
body works for me.
Sweet.
Right?
I can't wait.
Hey. So, you know, the show, right? It's basically a show that follows are sex workers, strippers and OnlyFans girls. And they're just them mingling and whatever. So yeah, then we did the reunion and shit was wild, bro. At some point, and I thought all these shows, I always thought the shows were scripted. Even when they called me to ask me to do the show, I was like, no problem, I will. But I haven't seen the show, you know, but I'll watch it. Then I spent like a week just watching the show from episode one to the last episode. And I always thought these things are scripted and stuff. Till we did the reunion. Bro,
this car la poison.
Chicks broke glasses trying to literally stab someone. Someone told the other person that your mom was a hoe, you were a hoe, and your family, the rest of you are all going to be hoes. And I thought it was scripted. And this is a chick, they grew up together. Mm. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So they didn't prep you for any of that?
No, they didn't. Hey. They don't prep you. Obviously, they tell you, you know, like what they're seeking. And don't stop when shit goes down.
Oh, they see that.
But also, you must also try to get, but there was already a lot of hate. You must also try to get responses out of people and like, hey,
When you watched the whole show, though, how did you feel? What were you anticipating?
That, because I could tell there were tensions, right? Like, for example, Olimfega, there's this girl she put on via OnlyFans, Wandy, right? But Wandy, clearly she was already in the game, in the industry and stuff. And then on the show, a lot of people picked this up, and I did too. Oli was very, like, she is senior above all the other girls, kinda, right?
Yeah.
But they also gave her that space to be senior and stuff. Mm. And someone was like, I remember on Twitter, someone was like, yeah, Oli's on Twitter. Even on the show, they were like, yeah, Wandy said, yeah, you out here acting whatever, protecting your brand and stuff. And to me, I'm thinking, what do you mean? She's a porn star. What? Like, yeah, she's got a brand, but her brand is a porn, you fuck on camera. Mm. So what's the worst you could do on a reality TV show, right?
Yeah.
Whether Okuluma, you speak while chewing.
It's like,
or
we've seen it all. What's the worst?
Then why would you hold back, kind of thing? And also, I came across that and it came out, and I thought they were still friends, but on the reality, on the reunion, you saw when Ole was telling one was on Yela and Anja, and Wanda was like, you didn't fucking make me whatever. And
Someone, what is my favorite? She's the dark big girl. One.
She's the dark big girl.
Yeah, I like her.
She carries that show.
Yeah, I love her, man.
And like, she got so much. Hey, Wandy's like, oh, Wandy. She's like a fan favorite. Funny enough, you know? Mm. It is a show about sex work, and she's not the prettiest girl there. I don't think she'll take offense with me saying this. It's really obvious. She's not the one with the best body, but her personality, people love her.
Yeah.
Because she tells it like it is.
She tells it like it is.
Only's out here protecting a brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How long did it take you to shoot? Like, what goes on, like, in a reunion?
It took 3 hours. And the thing is, I had an earpiece.
Okay.
And the producers were like, yo, bro, in the earpiece, whenever you've missed a question or a follow-up question or whatever, and I was like, there's no need for that, guys, you know, because it's like what we do here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even with interviews, like, when you hear something intriguing someone says, you want to go deeper into that question, into that response or statement. So I was like, ah, don't worry about that.
Mm.
And literally, we shot for 3 hours. We stopped once. When it escalated to someone trying to stab the other person. And they had to go and cool down. And some didn't come back for a while. Then they came back, right?
So there was bouncers, ne? Just
they were bounce, and they could tell. So there was security.
Yeah.
I think initially they were not in shot. Then they had to come. Hey, la montomoza na a tough to a TV. Bakula igora, like, I'm like, I don't know, man, if lifting dicks was that heavy, but fuck. That beat, you know? They need dumbbells, not dumbbells. And the Panthers were genuinely struggling.
Yeah.
To restrain, I think it was Gina. Wow. They were genuinely struggling. I'm like, what the?
And you hardly see that with South African productions. That happens a lot in Hollywood, where they want to fuck each other.
No, hip-hop type of vibes.
The tensions were high. Like,
even after you finished recording?
Nah, by then some had left. Because what happened was, one of the ladies works at a strip club, right? And they then had guests throughout, like people who had made a little appearance
on the show. Okay, yes. Yeah, like cameos.
Yeah, cameos. And they brought another one who works with the other one at the strip club. And she works with her, but like from the same hood. So they left Klerksdorp or wherever in the Northwest to come to Joburg to work and hustle as friends. And then obviously they got here and they fell adrift.
Mm.
They were no longer friends. And now she was mentioning things that I'm like, oh. About the mom and then Yahweh now. Men put two fists in your pussy.
Guys.
Like, and yeah, they even put feet. I'm like, you my shang at 2 feet. Like, shit. What kind of hey, now I'm not even seeing her the same.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, what's going on here?
So it's can more flavor apply there? I get it, doesn't have a job. Can he apply? He needs work, guys.
Welcome to the More Flavor Show. I told you, today's even more flavor, like on the show.
So when they say the employment rate is high, they're talking about more.
What a dick. Hey, fine. Hey, what happened between you two?
No, oh, you, did say, you always man. Ask that.
Hey, man, you did say.
Yeah.
So it's wild. Let's check out the show. It's going to be on Wednesday, like shit, day after bro. Tomorrow.
I can't wait.
What an experience, dog.
It's 3 hours and awesome. So when I was done, because the guy barely said anything in my ear,
yeah,
right? Because of his point was to direct me and say, oh, ask this. Oh, don't forget. Yeah, well, but I did really, you know, get it all covered because we had time. Mm. And they were like, we're going to edit it into an episode. So I'm like, aren't you going to make this thing 2 episodes?
Bro? Yeah.
Because we've got 3 hours of
content.
Wild content, you know? Then this guy was like, yo, bro, today was Christmas. We're good. It's going to be boiled down to or edited down to 1 episode.
One episode?
I wonder what they're going to put in, what they're going to leave out. But it was wild, bro.
Wow, man. Aww. Speaking about TV shows, what's going on with Joop Joop, man?
Yeah, so he's suing Mojo Love for like, what, 100 million? What happened now?
Well, it's going to end up with just a little, you know, if he does win. We obviously know. So,
yeah, what did you just say?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know how they go, it's like, so they have this exorbitant price from the beginning, and then they end up with getting way.
How does
it
even get to 100 million?
Yeah, I think it's one of those shoot for the stars.
Yes, land on the moon kind exactly.
Of he's aiming maybe for 10 or 5 or even 2, maybe it'll take. I don't think Moja Love will give him the 100 million.
I don't think Moja Love has that kind of.
Moja Love is not taking any prisoners. Oh, well, but. Maybe they do.
No, but didn't it say he was getting paid $500,000 to do that show a month?
That's what he said? Damn, that's a lot. That's possible. We don't know. We didn't see the
you
contract.
Think so?
$500,000's a
half
lot.
$500,000?
Man, I'll do that show, man.
How many episodes a month? Because normally, like, it's those kind of gigs go by episode. Mm. Normally.
I don't think there's any production in SA that's going to pay someone $500,000 to present the show.
Because even if they said they're paying him 40K per episode, that's not like, or 50K per episode, it doesn't do 10 episodes a month. Nah.
Can't be.
Cap.
Yeah.
Cap.
Yeah.
Nah.
So they fired him. What happened, Ghost Lady?
So from the story, right? Ooh, Joop Joop, like. So it said that he was fired after a letter of demand to the channel asking for him to get paid his salary, right? And apparently he wants the 72 million rand royalties for his face on billboards and his song used on Uthandukolo. So those are also other, because there's another show, what is it?
Uthandukolo. Yes, I've seen
on
that.
The show.
I heard of it.
So, yeah. So that they've used his song as well. So I think he's just got a whole issue with the whole channel because of they used his.
So he's leaving because they didn't pay him.
His salary first, and also using his face on the billboard. He never got paid for that, and also using his song for.
Why didn't they pay his salary? I didn't know that there was something that he apparently had said something to a female colleague or something, or partner or whatever. But why didn't they pay his salary? I mean, he worked.
Yeah, because he didn't get paid in January. Yeah. So it states back from January, his salary for January and all of these things, you know. So.
No, man, Konendo off. There's no way Joop Joop would leave just because he didn't get paid.
No, definitely Konendo off.
Yeah.
But I know I saw the Mojo Love Joop Joop thing in the stories about him not speaking properly to a female colleague or something like that. Call him, man. Yeah, let's call him. I mean, you've got his number. His clear lie, we're speculating. Let's just call the man, you know?
Yeah, he's got so many numbers. I wonder if this is the one that works now.
Yeah?
You see, I've got three numbers here.
Numbers, gang.
Okay, broadcaster.
It's not available on the MTN network.
This one is not available.
Ah, you're lying. When you dial.
It didn't even ring.
Listen, my man, what would I lie about that?
It didn't even ring.
How did you hear? Oh, in your earphones?
Yeah, in my earphones. I can hear. Look, listen.
YouTube 2021. It's that thing I do with people who got many numbers. You got a 1998 number. And
went straight to voicemail. You will hear on the show. Okay, let me try another one. Hey, Jub-Jub, man.
Jub-Jub is, for me, it's just that reminder of we forget so quickly as South Africans. After what he did, you know, so...
But he served his time.
You know, he did. He did.
Well, don't forget quickly, but he served his time.
Voicemail again.
So you want South Africans to be angry at him?
No, not that. But when these things fall upon him, I feel like sometimes it's like, hey, man, you know?
You feel like it's karma?
Not even it's karma. Some things are just like, hey.
All of them on voicemail, Chief. I'm sure he's got a new number now. Mm.
So, how? Yeah. All of them. Did you leave a voicemail? Or
what am I going to say?
Mailbox is full, eh?
What am I going to say at the voicemail?
Oh, yeah, true. Sound like you're going to call.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah, man. Anyway, did you see her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was still saying she feels like we forget soon. Too soon.
But Sol is right, though. He served his time. What more do you want?
And we don't make up the laws. The law
no,
says...
we don't. But I'm just saying, when all of this, like, falls upon you, it's almost like, okay, what can we do as South Africans? What now? Are we supposed to fight for his salary? Are we supposed to help him get his money and all of this? Okay, it's let it play out for him.
Yeah, but like with any other news in the papers, all we are, it's entertainment. We just read it. We don't expect it to intervene when Zuma's dragged to court for whatever charges... Or we're not expected to intervene. We just read and discuss it on podcast.
What are you trying to say about Kenny Kunene? Because he served his time as well as Gayton.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, when something arises, and obviously it's almost like you are a victim of some sort, it's like, hey, you know?
You shouldn't be afforded the same privileges as someone who didn't go to prison.
You shouldn't be afforded. No, you can be afforded. But I'm just saying, it's like, we also have to just let it play out because, hey, you know? We don't know. No, seriously.
Entangle yourself in your own web you've been weaving.
All I'm just saying is that, you know, like, someone else is obviously sitting there. It's like, I've seen Kotliwe no chup-chupuguto inside.
But that's a totally different thing, which was concluded the day he came out and he was afforded parole. It was concluded.
Yeah, it was concluded. But remember, even on the show, of sometimes how he would be talking to people. And I remember this allegation about maybe he spoke some very ill of someone. I don't know if it was his colleague as well. So every time there'll be these ups and downs with Chub-Chub, it will be trending for Hayindlela. He was just speaking. I think we've spoken about that. Like the lengths that they've gone to, even on the show, exposing people on Uchola, like that Uchola, Uchola 99. So...
You're not a fan of Chub-Chub.
I'm
just
not.
Saying.
No,
yeah.
No. Yeah, hey,
don't no, no, yeah, yeah.
Just say it.
Me, Chub-Chub is my whole flavor. Guys, okay. Me, yeah.
Because we like, as South Africans, we forget easily. Like, now we must feel bad. No, you're just not
but
a fan of him.
I think a
him.
Lot of people also fine. Feel like, you know.
What does Chub-Chub and more flavor have in common?
They don't have a job.
Drop.
But if I have to employ one, I'm employing more flavor.
Anyway, did you see Chris Rock? He finally responded to the Will Smith slap.
I watched
slap.
This thing
yeah.
this morning.
Did you watch
right?
it? Did you watch
yeah,
it?
This morning.
Fuck, I haven't seen it. I just saw the clips.
I haven't
man.
Seen
called selective,
it.
Selective rage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Selective rage.
Selective
yeah?
rage.
Selective rage or selective something, no. But it means selective rage.
How is it? How is it?
It's dope. Yeah. It's really, I mean, it's Chris Rock, bro. You know, he's years of experience. Mm. I wouldn't rank it as like his best stand-up show. But it is, it's great, you know. But you know, Chris Rock's kind of comedy, it's not really just get up there and it's jokes. There's some comedians where, with Chris Rock, you won't laugh half the time, but you know what he's saying is funny. But at the same time, it makes you think a lot, you know what I mean? Like with Megan, who married into the royal
Markle.
Family.
Yeah, Meghan
yeah,
Markle.
Meghan yeah, Meghan Markle. Markle?
Yeah, Markle, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Meghan Markle, about like, how do you marry into the royal family and be surprised they're racist? You know what I mean? When they literally are the face of racism. They practically invented colonialism. Mm. They built their whole thing on racism and colonialism, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing. And then, yeah, later, he saved the Will Smith bit for much later. It's the last bit, literally.
Let me play
it's
some of it for you. Hilarious. Have you seen a Ghost Lady?
We're not gonna get
I haven't
flagged?
Seen it.
No. There's no song or anything.
God.
Fucking her son's friend, okay?
Hey, hey.
Now,
let me start it again.
And his wife was fucking her son's friend, okay? Now, I normally would not talk about this shit. But for some reason, these niggas put that shit on the internet.
You can tell he's mad, eh? He wasn't having it, eh?
Super mad.
Yes, sirs.
I have no idea why two talented people would do something that fucking low down. What the fuck? And we all been cheated on. Everybody in here been cheated on.
Yeah.
None of us have ever been interviewed by the person that cheated on us on television. None of us. It's like, hey, I was sucking somebody else's dick. How did that make you feel?
But he's right, dog. He's right. That's wild, dog. What would you even do then?
Nah, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, your ex or your woman cheats on you and then talks to you about the cheating that she did, her betrayal, unto you. Mm. And Will Smith, and then he expects people. And then he was right, because then he went on to say that Charlamagne, Drink Champs, all the podcasts called him a bitch and he didn't do shit about it. And the day that he calls Will Smith a bitch, he then steps up and slaps him.
Yeah. Mm. Out of all people.
Out of all people, especially because he can't defend himself. He's tiny.
Mm.
Will Smith is huge. He played Muhammad Ali. He continues to say that. He says that he played Muhammad Ali, man. What the fuck, bro? But then he mentions some silly character that he played and I couldn't fucking defend myself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, bro. Like, it's wild. But
Pradev, have you ever been cheated on, Pradev?
Yeah.
Hey! Would you interview that person on your podcast?
He said yes, by the way. You, bro.
Please give him a mic. Would you interview that person on the podcast?
No.
Ask her, how was it when you sucked his dick?
No, I wouldn't interview, and I wouldn't be interviewed by that person either. It's bizarre. It doesn't make sense
at all.
If it's your wife,
it doesn't.
It's
make
worse,
sense
it's your
all.
Wife.
Yeah. Most the results of cheating mostly is you leave. You stay if it's facts, but very often you leave. You don't stay. You stay if you want to fix it. Mm. But in this case, I don't understand. They stayed and still wanted time to talk about it. Doesn't make sense.
So what happened with you? Why did she cheat on you?
I can't tell you that.
Nah, you can't.
No. You can, but we don't know her.
Man. It's just not right.
But
you see why? I want to respect it. It's the same way. I want to leave it the way it is.
But Dave, but they say a lot of times when women cheat, it's a reaction of what we did.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense still. Nobody forces you to
cheat. So, Brandeve, what did you do?
True, no one says...
No.
He shot a podcast for 5 hours. When do you think he gets time to have sex?
You see, that's the thing.
That is part of the problem.
You see, it's...
But women have found a way to justify it with that you did something, that's why I'm cheating. Mm. And the narrative is wacky, because you seem to believe it. But nobody forced.
I said they say.
Nobody forced that person to stand up and get into that car, drive there, or be driven there.
Mm-hmm.
They still did it all on their own.
It's true, but I think there's a lot of factors. And look, but because there's something that happens between a chick who's faithful to you and when she decides to go fuck somebody else.
Because
something
women are reactive.
Happens in between those two mind states. And a lot of times, and I know, I'm not saying they're not responsible. Mm. I'm not saying women get possessed. No, it's a decision they take to go cheat and fuck around. But sometimes because maybe Usoli is pushing her away, or Usoli, you know this, man.
Wait a minute, but then she has options, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And one of those options is to talk about it.
Or end it.
Yeah.
You're right.
She has options, but 100%. If one of the decisions is to go cheat, that's a bizarre decision.
That's
all on her. Actually, all the decisions are on her, but one of them is to just sit down and talk about it or to leave. Do you know what
Literally,
I mean?
Literally, just leave.
So the cheating, and this applies to guys too.
Exactly.
It applies to guys as well. Where a guy decides to cheat, you know when you're there that I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it so good.
No, that's the same for her as well. It's good. It feels so good.
Does it feel good when you cheat?
No, okay, I don't have any. Okay, well.
That's why she hates Joop Joop.
Well, she hates the show.
Wow. Wow.
You walk straight into that one.
Joop, I'm a sweet of my name.
So, do you want to ask that? Do you want to answer that? Or we just leave it? Ne?
Which one?
The question, how does it feel?
Like I really want to know, because I mean, I've been cheated before. How does it feel when you are in another man's living room, kitchen, or bedroom, or wherever, or car, or wherever with another man, and your pants are down, you're about to cheat on your man? As much as he's fucked up, he's not perfect, he's probably cheated on you 10 times, and he hasn't done right by you. How does it feel?
Exactly how it felt for you when you were doing the same.
No, that's different. Men are not driven by the same thing as women.
No, but you know what? The thing is, you men, now you want a reason for women. Can't you just accept that she just wanted to do that? That's how she's wired?
Yeah,
are told. No, that's how men are wired, that they cheat. It's normal. So the same
thing.
As a man, you must
like
just
that.
Accept women and say, that's how wired like, they are wired.
Women aren't wired like that.
Have you watched the show Utadaku?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Women are wired, my man.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying they're wired like
right.
that. I'm saying they're wired.
Actually, Pratev, you're right. You Thank are you. Right.
Thank Women
you.
Are wired.
Yeah. I take it back. You're right. And some of those fathers, they're such good men, you know. Everyone he was working as a doctor was good, fine, and the lady, all the kids are not his.
So. That show is like watching a horror show, a horror movie.
Whore. Emphasis on the whore.
Let me.
In horror.
I didn't say that. I'm kidding.
Bring out the whore in horror.
How do you do that? How does he come up with that stuff?
Oh, man. I still don't know till this day, bro. I still don't know.
No, that show is scary, Joe.
It is.
That show.
It is. Because
will change
guys,
the way you see
true.
Women.
Women. Because some of those guys are good men. Good, hardworking, good men. And then all
yeah,
the kids are his.
Good, how do you know there's a good man? Because you don't know. Maybe there's a past. Now
then she was
going to
say, bega feba, bega enza loko na loko. But you just said, good, some women are wired that way to fuck around and sleep around. So he is a good man. Why are you challenging that?
Your age group, Brad Dave. Because how many people are going through infidelity?
Infidelity lasts forever.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's here to stay, nah.
No, infidelity lasts forever.
Unlike More Flavor's job.
Welcome to the More Flavor Show.
Oh boy, I can't believe I'm a part of this show. This particular episode, how my daughter. Why did I even walk in here? I think Mo is a cool guy. You know?
Show.
Yeah.
No, let's go to infidelity.
Yes. Yes.
It lasts, man. People are, we're lustful creatures. Do you know, we tandizi into.
Nah.
And we, you always want more than what you have. You enjoy it. It's like a new car. You wanted it, you wanted it, you wanted it, you got it. You drive it a few months, maybe a year, and suddenly you start looking at other cars. And then we do that. Imagine, use same example, replace it with a girl or a wife. You start looking, and some people will look at you back. And when they look at you back, it kind of looks interesting. And there's something small that's missing at home, something that you can discuss and fix. Yeah. But you feel the need, fat check, and then she says, "Good right, Wena."
Yeah,
and then that's the way she says it, because new always smells nice, looks nice than home. And now you start inquiring, and
so shouldn't we go back to polygamy? Because I don't think our grandfathers were going through this. They were rocking, man. They were rocking. You seen the kids?
Your grandfather had how many wives?
Eight.
Fuck.
Somewhere there. I just made it
eight,
up. But
eight wives. Of... He ate wives for a living.
Again, I ask, how do you do that?
You know, but I don't think they were going through the same problems we are, you know?
True, bro.
Yeah, it was a better time then.
Yeah, but still, they were, because they could create those type of rules around them.
Yeah.
That you can marry as much as you want. Uyacholo mama accepts it. There was that time, there was that time when our mama complains, but that baba kunjalo, you know. There was that time. Ah, manje.
No.
There's no baba kunjalo.
Hey, hey.
Oh, kanjani sis?
No. No. Nope.
Maskale.
Maskale. Now. Now.
Yeah, born.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else you got for us, man?
Guys, I was touched by stories at MT. So, MT now, he's basically just like expressing.
Oh, by the way, before you go, did you see that August Alsina is dating a guy now? The guy from the Will Smith entanglement, Jada Pinkett thing.
Yeah.
August Alsina, which is Thing's friend.
Jada Pinkett, the one Jada Pinkett was missing.
Yeah, Thing's friend. What's his son? Jaden Smith's friend, who Jaden Smith's mom, Jada Pinkett Smith, fucked.
Mm. Found love.
Found love with a man.
With a man.
Fuck. Will Smith is a bitch. Like, he's becoming more a bitch. Like, fuck. It's because... He's the worst casualty of the story. It's like, yeah, fuck, bro. That nigga was now with another nigga was smashing your wife.
Dude.
And it's a kid and it's your son's friend.
Oh, man.
He's dating a nigga.
He's dating a nigga. He said he found his love.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
But it was a while ago. It was a long time ago that he came love. Out here. And I guess, is he bi or just gay?
It was a long time?
Yeah, when he came out.
Well, he came in outy. The other week, probably.
Drop it.
Hey, bro.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else you got for us, man?
So
you
don't have opinions about it. Okay. No, back to that whole, I was talking about that whole MT thing, right?
Oh, yes. MT.
Yeah. So at first, MT, obviously, yes. I was feeling for MT because it seemed like, okay, MT is a victim now of GBV. Then there's a video, obviously, of his baby mama or his girlfriend. And she's pregnant even. It's a pregnant wife. It's his wife, actually. And she is actually sharing pictures of him, what he has done to her, you know, so that she's also just has been physically abused by him. So the story.
Bro, and he went live. Like, at what point during that conversation was he like, all right, let me go live? And what was the objective of going live? Because it was cringeworthy. And if you check the comments throughout the whole live, everyone's like, yo, dude, switch this off. Like, this is embarrassing.
This is not right.
Yeah, like, why are you showing this to us? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I saw the tweet before he went live. I think he came back from a gig. And he said, I'm stuck outside my gates. They don't want to let me in. My wife and the mom, or my girl and the mom, or whatever he refers to her as. And then I saw the story now. He's there recording live.
Yeah.
And she is showing us. She takes out her phone and says, this is what he did to me on Valentine's Day. Mm. And her face is swollen and stuff. Now, number one, he doesn't act shocked. Like, what the fuck? When did that happen? If I was you, I was gonna be like, what did that happen? Damn, when did that happen? Wait, hey, baby, what happened to you? I know we're fighting now.
Yeah,
you know, there's those moments where you fight with a woman,
but
then
like,
you talk to them, like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
You're swollen. What happened there?
Yeah.
Right, but you see, they just but now my thing is, remember there was a time where it really sounds like it's a relationship where it gets down, and we know those relationships, because there was a time where MT said he gets beaten up by his woman. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't catch or get as much traction as this is getting now. And I'm not saying this makes it right, but there was a time, and it really sounds like a relationship where, oh, Ziawa, like, you know what I mean?
But all relationships are like that.
No.
No.
You don't think so?
Nah, I've never. Ziwi, as in, Come on.
No. I'm saying every relationship goes through trials and tribulations.
Oh, definitely. Okay.
They're not admitted for this.
Oh, yes. No, I'm saying like they get physical with one another. Because MT has suggested and accused his wife of physically beating him.
Yeah.
And the wife is now accusing MT of physically beating him.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
And what do we do in that case?
Because
here's the thing, though, right? When did he go live?
Now.
No, but
Just for a week.
Nah. Whew. And also, there's that whole, it's very difficult dealing with these things because then there's that whole thing of a victim goes through what they go through. Who are we to say, why didn't you go press charges? Why didn't? Because I could ask the same about MT.
Yeah.
Why didn't press charges when his wife hit him? The wife didn't hit him now. And had he not gone live, was she going to tell us that this is what happened to her during? So it really just sounds like those relationships, and I've seen it personally, where there's two people in a relationship, bashayana, to the point where Yakuza this week, and then you feel like that's because of your doing. And then babuyelana, and that's their hearts wanting to get back to one another. And then sokumnandi futhi, and then chawad, and then you feel like, and no one ever presses charges, no one ever does anything, and you're like, what do I do? What do we do?
It's probably their love language, you never know.
No, it can't even. That's not acceptable. And I hate it.
But that relationship.
When relationship issues play out on the internet, these two need to seek counseling. These two need, like, the family has to intervene. They need to be separated. It's, guys, it's not cute. It's not good. Like, to be in this pedestal for, like, as MT is, like, famous and all, you can't be entangled in this. It's his responsibility as well. Whatever it is, like, guys, you can't just be showing us this. It's not right. I hate it, personally.
Yeah, that's bad. But like I said, what? Hey, Sotini. Like, really, genuinely. You know what I mean? Because, what are we, like, Sotini, Brenda, you know?
Because obviously, Nati, on social media, we like drama. But this is, at the end of the day, this is not the drama we want to consume of people actually hurting one another. You
and know. The sad part is in 2 weeks' time, we'll be forgotten about this.
Exactly.
And they'll be back together.
Exactly.
And not tell us. And then it's just, you know, one of those stories that
came
Wasn't and went. He feeling like his life is being threatened just a week ago? And he was also feeling all kinds of feelings, you know.
I'm not asking myself, bro. Was he high or like, was he sober? Because, you know, there's things that happen when you're high that, you know what I mean? Like, niggas get high, man.
No, not niggas. MT.
Is he imagining these things as paranoia? You know what I mean? You never know, dog. Especially with MT, my dog.
MT. No, but honestly, he needs to find healing, and even with his woman.
They both need to find healing, man. They need to.
It is not healthy.
Because the thing, what? They're three kids deep now with her being pregnant again. Don't they have two kids?
It's just totally
It's Avery
not
and. What's the other one? Logan. Avery and Logan. Yeah, now, you know. So, we've seen it play out a lot of times.
Seen this movie before.
And then you chip in, you've got your opinion, and then they back together. And also, she's got two kids with you. And let's be honest, there's that thing also. She's got two kids with him.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll really press charges? And then, and the Bonile empties house. Yeah, but it's still a man who earns and is still paying, whether it be a bond or rent or whatever. It's a decent home.
Yeah.
Now, would she take that away from her kids, the home, the support, all those things? So before Fagaza, then the next thing, chigi-chigi. And also, when MT had said, yeah, nyashawa, like, nyashawa. No one really took it that serious, and no one really spoke about it, and it wasn't a thing.
Didn't we speak about it, you know, because we were sensitive. We were really like, that is not
maybe
right.
We did, yeah. But everybody else didn't.
Yeah.
And it was very harsh, you know, so it's very difficult sometimes to throw in your opinion on these things, but...
And that's like, the problem. It's because there's always two sides to a story, you know. One may say this, and then the other one retaliates and say, no, it's because
high.
Of 1, 2, 3. Exactly. Oh, I was high. Or because he or she did this and 1, 2, 3. That's why I did that. And now you're taking it into the public space, and it's not necessary.
Yeah, but as well, Anje, man. I never want to be in a relationship that's just toxic, you know.
Yeah.
Then why are we in there? right? Because
I think at this rate, the family needs to even intervene, like, because it's beyond. Yes, as the public, we can say whatever we want to say, but yeah, the family has to intervene there.
Yeah, man. Our condolences go out to Vusinova, man. He was in a car accident this morning.
Guys, I saw that.
He was coming back from Sumizi's Jubilee or something.
Oh, from Sun City.
Yeah, from Sun City. Yeah. Got into an accident. Apparently, he crashed into a police officer or something like that. So that guy is in hospital.
Oh, my God.
But Vusinova is doing well, I think. He's doing okay. I'm not sure.
No, I think he is, because I heard him record. He was recording. And I, if I'm not mistaken, but whoever was recording, I think it's Vusinova, though. It sounded like him. He was like, one of the guys was like, ew, this guy crashed into us, the cop. And we see in the video, he's laying there on the pavement. And he's like, nah, gubu right, guba. Yes, Kulisa. All right, food. So go back to cooling up some kakel. So it sounded like it was the cop who was in error, or who created the crash. And what's up with that, man? There's way too many. Bro, there's a viral video. There's one viral video where a cop is drunk on the freeway and he's just driving in zigzags and eventually crashes. There's another video in a colored community, I believe it's Cape Town, cop.
Huh? Kimberley.
Colored area, Kimberley. We've been to Kimberley. Colored area. Boop drunk. Like, fucked up. Like, lights out. Mm. Like, you know when you say lights out?
Mm. Police officer.
Police officer in a police van crashes into a white polo. Mm. Boop drunk. And then he tries to stumble out, tries to run away, and the guy in the polo is now pissed, hits him. And then there's another video where cops are drunk, passed out in the police van. What's going on with cops in this country? Bro, I know everybody gets involved in an accident.
So they're drinking on duty.
Yes, they're drinking on duty.
And using the work vehicle.
Work vehicle to get around.
Listen to these niggas. Aren't we drinking on duty?
Wow, they smoke weed on, hey, podcast, bing tang on duty. Get pussy on duty. Cheers.
We are allowed.
It's a fucking party there, right? But we're not cops. We're not responsible for people's lives.
Yeah.
We're not responsible for people's safety. Fuck that shit. Sapooza.
Yeah, cut them some slack, dog. They go through a lot, man. They see a lot of shit, man.
Nah,
they've got counseling. They've got fucking psychologists qualified in their stations.
And they have time to remove their uniform and go home. That's when they can go through it. Then.
What's up with cops, bro? What's up with, like...
So the cool drink we pay is not really for cool drink.
No, it's not. No. It's dash. Yeah, it's only dash. I know we've got some cop chillers. Call them a police artist, call it dash. Then maybe we'll give you something.
Yeah. Or call it bodlela, straight up. Call it bodlela.
For real, that's the problem, right? People don't even take pride in their work. These cops, my bang, and I'm on 9 XN, and the first thing by Kabang are you chase. That's why we end up with the Vusinova situations.
Yeah, man.
I'm chasey, then I.
Yeah.
I'm
chasey.
But Kabang will chase, Sanji. What can I ever chase? What? What can we chase? I feel the ground chase. So you tell him soon of Vusinova's balls and bonnets now and dashboard in your face. Chasey. Fuck that.
On a serious note, RIP to Mark Pilgrim, one of the greatest broadcasters.
No, Pilgrim.
Mark Pilgrim.
Yeah, Mark Pilgrim passed away.
He's cancer.
When?
Today.
Yeah.
Today, yeah. I think today, yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
When?
He's been having cancer for a long time. Even when I was at Highfield. You know, I actually trained me when I was at Highfield.
The email things there. How did you find out so quick?
It's out there everywhere.
Still in the Prime Media email.
No, my man, it's out there.
Email circle.
No, man, it's out there. It's public.
For real?
Yeah.
I missed it.
He actually trained me when I was starting it at Highfield.
You got training?
To run the desk and stuff like
that. Oh, they away.
Yeah, yeah.
To find their way.
And also, RIP to Lintwe.
Chef Lintwe. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, man.
Shay, man. I didn't know he was dating Langa Mavuso.
Yeah, I also saw that now.
Who's Langa Mavuso?
The musician.
The talented. You know Casper's song?
Yeah.
You don't know. Longer. How does it feel to know? How does it feel?
Yeah, it's got beautiful songs.
Even though,
Sunday Blues.
He's the R&B guy, Afropop guy.
Yeah, R&B, Afropop. Very super talented. Langa Mavuso, man. They were partners, man.
Oh, wow. So what happened to the chef?
He was sick for a while, and then he also, because he was in hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was saddened, though.
And also, RIP to Mo Flava's career.
Welcome to the Mo Flava Show. Brought to you by Rock the Ex-Partner Condom.
Because this is where it's at.
You're fucked up, man.
Anyway, Penduka, what do you want to talk about, my dog?
Fuck, hell. Nah, man, I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had some stuff in my... I had notes, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see what's in my notes.
Just a couple of announcements I gotta make. Hey, 22nd of April, we're out in Dubai. Mm.
Dubai!
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We're coming at you. Habibis. We are coming. 22nd of April, we're going to do a live podcast with Taz.
Taz
the Medium. Yeah.
Yes, Taz Sing.
We're going to be out at Paramount Hotel in Dubai. You can buy tickets to join us. We're going to do a live podcast. And then Taz will also do some live readings on the actual day.
Ooh,
and listen to
Taz.
This. We are giving away one ticket to travel with Taz to Dubai. All you need to do is buy a Math and Co wine and post it on Instagram, tagging at Taz Sing H4 and hashtag Math and Co Dubai. The winner will be announced on the 27th of March. If you want to purchase tickets, if you're out in Dubai, because I know we've got some chillers out in Dubai, get tickets at quickget.co.za. By 22nd of April, Taz. We are there.
I got a message from Taz now.
Yeah, what's she saying?
It's a forwarded message.
Yeah.
Music group Black Diamond is joining us.
Oh,
and wow. They will also perform in Dubai.
Whoa.
They just sent their passports through. Then she said, they'll be live on the podcast as well. Hey.
Dope.
Hey, dope.
They're friends of the show.
Hi,
we've had them
before. With a smile. Nice. Include this on video. Oh, she meant this.
Nice.
So excited for you guys to be joining in Dubai. Yeah, we're joining in Dubai. Wow, Black Diamond is going to be there as well.
100%, man.
Fucking
looking forward to
wild.
It. Speaking about events, 15th of April, it's the big one. Road to 1 million. Hey, but I'm scared, guys. Did you see Bobby Cooper was doing an event yesterday at Sunbed Arena?
Oh, Cooper FC.
Yeah. Turnout wasn't great, man.
It wasn't great?
No.
What happened?
Bro, it's hard to fill that place
but
up.
But YFM was a sponsor. They were even broadcasting from there.
Why are you asking me that, dog?
I'm telling you. Whoa. I'm not asking you. Whoa. Where was the question mark? How this guy? I'm
saying,
but a whole radio station was the media sponsor, meaning they flighted ads and pushed the whole thing.
For sure.
And it still failed.
I remember I was listening to YFM actually that time, and they were still actually saying, if you want to come through, you can still buy a ticket.
That's when you know it's
worth
you.
I was like, yo.
That's when you know it's tough.
Yeah,
for the who,
for the
why.
I was like,
hey guys, please, chillers, please buy tickets, man.
Chillers,
I want to be here. People are
chillers, please, let's not be displaced, guys.
We can't be here. Posting San Arena on the day.
Please,
San Arena. Arena, we are there. Please, San Arena, guys. Oh, they were saying on the day, ticket. Selected few left. And you get there, it's like the whole thing. You can hear yourself think. The echo from your thoughts. That bounces off the walls. For real.
When I saw that, I was like, oh no. Yeah. At 5 o'clock, 5 p.m.
But why don't they come to podcasts? Well, who should have been the media sports?
Exactly.
Come to the podcast. Hey. Podcast and chill.
Damn.
Yeah?
Oh, man. Are you guys not afraid?
Pepsi,
Phillips and Arena, dog. It's no child's play, dog.
How many seats are there?
8,500.
8,500,
chief.
8,000 seats.
Hey.
Ah, we've got 8,000 chillers with bums. They'll come. I'm telling you. Chillers bums. Let's call it chillers bums. Hashtag chillers bums.
We just only need the chillers with bums, please.
Also, big shout out to all our members and Patreons. We love you guys.
All the members.
Yes, members of the Patreon. Yes. What's happening this Wednesday, Ghost Lady? You got something
popcorn
you want to tell us?
Popcorn and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming officially at 3 p.m., guys.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
So that's
Robot Boy.
Oh, shout out to the niggers. They family.
Robot Boy is crazy, man, because was at Bacardi Holiday Club, came back, shot the thing, and then went back.
And went back, yeah.
Bro, Robert Boy's a machine, man. I hope he's okay. Sometimes I see Robert Boy, I'm like, I hope you're okay.
But he doesn't drink. That's why he can do that. No, he doesn't drink, remember. So why he can do that.
True, because hey, takes away a lot of energy, right?
He functions as a sober man. So I big up to him for that.
That's true, bro.
Let's try it, dog. Let's try this entertainment thing sober.
I'm gymming now. You know, today I gym. It's so good after you gym.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I should gym after my morning breakfast show because you energize and good. And I think it counters the alcohol intake, and that's about it.
But so much for Obuchima, but much way up.
No, I'm not gymming necessarily for weight loss, it's mentally.
No, I'm
gym
just...
is good. It's therapy.
Yes.
I lost you after 3 months. I was like that for a week.
How long have you been gymming, ghost lady?
Oh, for years now.
But? I don't want to say it. You must say but.
I just had a baby. It takes time.
Man, you should be having 10 babies then. I met you 3 years ago. And your kid was 4. Your only one then.
This is not our first time hearing you going to the gym, but...
But...
We are poos.
Alcohol.
Kess has got all the time to go to the gym now.
Huban.
More flavor.
More weights. Briefers. More weights. Come on, with more
weights. Hey, man, we are here.
Gym equipment.
More weights.
We are here, podcasting gym.
Bye.
Hey, shout out from the More Flavor Show.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabiini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.